Anybody that knows us and listens to the show knows that Bilko and I are both huge Jamie Dunn and Aggro fans, so we would take any opportunity to speak to both of them. Who have we got on the line this morning?
Well, you got Aggro to start with from
Hello.
The Dead Puppet Society.
Good morning, Aggro. We were just saying before what an institution you are and how popular you have always been. In fact, I ate fish fingers because your face was on them.
That's right, and I used to make $10,000 a month out of Aggro fish fingers.
Time to bring them back. I think kiddies need a nutritious meal every Friday, don't they?
I think I'd sell half a fillet now.
You are still very, very loved here. I was looking at some photos that Jamie posted of you over the last couple of days. It seems at some point you've had a facelift, Aggro, because you started off quite tanned, quite brown, rounder-headed, and then you became the Aggro we know and love now.
Well, what you're looking at on Aggro, a.k.a. Jamie Dunn, that Facebook page, I found a whole stack of old negatives of old television people like me, and I put them up, what you saw, there's a big fluffy one of Aggro.
Yes.
There. Well, there I am, and what happened was Jamie Dunn, my handler, went on 2 weeks holiday, and there was a producer at Channel 7 had a great idea that she would refurbish Aggro. So she sent Aggro to a place that was down by Festival Hall called the Doll Hospital.
I know it. Yes.
And he had a facelift, and when he came back, oh, my Lord.
Looks like an exploding toilet brush.
I think I probably need to have a 2-week holiday and find my way to the Doll Hospital.
Yeah, well, look, don't go to the Doll Hospital, whatever you do.
So how did Aggro go back to his former glory, or how did he become what we know he is today?
Mr. Dunn saw what had happened. We had to have some photos done, and you couldn't even close his... As a matter of fact, someone commented on that Facebook page, is that the non-blinking Aggro? Because after they sent him to the Doll Hospital, I couldn't make him blink anymore.
So did that producer have a job for long? Because I don't imagine you were very pleased.
Oh, yes. They went on to be, executive management.
Yeah. Hey, that's just the way it goes. You promote someone who stuffs up, don't you? I mean, that's how it works in this media, guys.
Yes. You're not like us, Bilko. We're there forever.
Yeah, someone said to me the other day, why aren't you in management, Bilko? I mean, you've been on Zinc long enough. And I said, I'm just carrying on Jamie Dunn's tradition. I want to stay on the radio longer than him. But, mate, I'm about 20 years off where you were.
Well, I remember. The first time I met you was when I was coming up to Zinc, and we took Aggro to the Nambour special needs.
Yes, that's right.
Remember, I came up, and back in those days, I conned someone to give me $1,000. Some company gave me $1,000 to kick into the Nambour kids. And you and I were standing in the back of the room. I was actually standing then. There you go.
That was a great moment too, because, again, when you meet a childhood hero, I mean, like Jade and I do, it's quite, you know what, it's wonderful to see the person you have always seen on screen is exactly the same in real life. It's amazing. Except for Aggro.
Not really. I've had some issues with management over the years.
And it's one of the things that we know and love about you, because you know how to raise money for charities. You've got a legacy there like no one else in the industry. And also, you don't mind standing up for stuff that you believe in.
Well, you know, Jade, I'll tell you, when we started the B105 Christmas appeal, when we first started, everyone was nervous that we wouldn't earn enough money and we would look foolish, and everyone would find out that we don't have very many listeners. And they were nervous we wouldn't make $5,000. And we decided, well, I said to them, you know, even if we make, you know, 500, that's better than we started with.
Yeah.
And, you know, over the years, we made about $11 million for the Children's Hospital.
Wow.
Oh, Jamie.
Just through a crappy little radio show.
Through a huge radio show. You walked and talked and... You know, people just came out in droves to put money in your buckets.
This is a bit where Bilko, I would love to be there. We walked across Brisbane. Jamie Dunn and Ian Skippen walked across Brisbane raising money for the Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
And someone had sent in free gifts that you get in radio.
Yeah.
They sent in some woolen undies. Men's jocks. I didn't wear them, but Ian Skippin did. By the time he got to the other side of Brisbane, his cross was white red.
Hey, we're going to do the giving day, the wishlist giving day at the Gympie Hospital on Thursday. Jamie, any tips on how to get a couple extra dollars out of people? Do I don the woolen undies and?
Please don't.
No, okay.
No,
don't ever put woolen undies on Gilgo.
He scratches enough. Yeah. I don't need him to have another reason.
You do it every year. You know, even if you make $100 or you make $1,000, and you just keep going, and good people are everywhere. You know, we ended up with kids on their gold coin days. Mm-hmm. They would just stick $2 coins to some artwork and bring it in, and oh my Lord, it just you know, just makes you humble. And you know, Jade, you know me, the real me.
I do.
Make me humble. Good
luck. I famously tell everybody the story. Jamie Dunn's the reason that I continued in radio, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Because as I've said before, I once got the flick at a big radio station, and you followed me out to the car park. And you famously said,
I didn't follow you out of the car park like a stalker.
No. And you said to me, "Don't let the bastards get you down."
You guys, you said such lovely things about me a couple of weeks ago. I was listening on iHeartRadio, and you know, you just nailed it. I really didn't deserve how nice you guys are to me. But
we love you dearly, mate.
Well, you made a couple very happy back in the day. This Kylie Glover got in touch and said, Jamie married her 16 years ago at Muster and was still happily married, and she says you're responsible. So I don't know what you were doing on the wedding night, mate. But
I was the MC for that week.
Wow. You've done some really cool things, right? Like MC at a wedding. You hosted a radio show in the nude, like quite literally in the nude, right? Is it true that you didn't have a cup on?
Nothing. Ian Skippin. It was my idea to do International Nude Day and broadcast in the nude. And Ian Skippin, he pulled me aside and said, "Oh, look, God, you know." And he turns up wearing a codpiece. I said to him, "You know, come on, you know, look at mine. It's got a bend in it." He said, "Oh, I'm just a bit embarrassed." I said, "Well, you know, you got to broadcast in the nude, mate. Take it all off. It's only you and me in here." He said, "Oh, it's just that I have a very big bag." And I said, "Mate, just take it off." And he took it off and I went, "Oh, my God."
That's day one.
Oh, that's the biggest bag I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, mate, you must look back on your history in radio and on TV with the same sort of beautifully fond memories that we have of your history in radio and TV.
I'm sorry I'm losing you.
Yeah, that's all right.
You know why? It's compliments.
We're
giving him compliments, so he doesn't like that at all. So
anyway, we look forward to you posting more of those old photos you found as we all, you know, jog down memory lane, Jamie.
Oh, and we forgot to tell you quickly, Mark from Hay called to say hello, and he loves you and he loves Agro. So I promised Mark we would do that, and I've done it now. Jamie, thank you so much, mate. Great to talk to you.
All right, great to talk to you too, and thanks for believing.
We always do, mate. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.